This is an excerpt from Tell Me Something About Buddhism, and this is the author, Zinju Earthlin Manual. I did not choose Buddha's path as much as I have been chosen by it. At first, I didn't see myself as practicing Buddhism or anything else from India, China, or Japan. To say out loud that I was practicing Buddhism felt like separating myself from my Christian upbringing and from other Black people. In the beginning, I just had this secret. I was doing something different. I didn't go out of my way to find Buddha's path. His teachings met me at the door of my own suffering. And when they came knocking many years ago, I actually ran the other way. I was afraid of something so new and different from the Black church I was raised in or the Yoruba African religion that I had been called to in my younger days. I told the Buddhist teachers that I did not have any room in my life for chanting and sitting down after work or altars that were Japanese. Still, the teachers didn't go away, bringing me candles, special Japanese incense that I had never seen before, and books to read. I had met my match. They were more stubborn than I could ever imagine. But it wasn't their persistence that kept me still long enough to invite the teachings in. I never sent the teachers away because I recognized the innate kindness and compassion in the words of Buddha that they shared. I recognized the teachings about compassion and wisdom as something I had been yearning to hear. I was dying inside, so to speak, and found vitality in chanting and meditation. Then I heard the voice of God, the love that God represents in the teachings of Buddha. I was hooked.